Namaste, my friends and listeners.
And my friends.
You're listening to Azure's World. I am indeed
Azure.
And wherever you are out there, I appreciate you joining me.
Today. I appreciate you.
One of my favorite cartoonists of all time goes by the name of Ivan Brunetti. Now, Ivan Brunetti has been a tremendous influence to me. And my artwork, my creativity. Ivan Brunetti made a series, a comic book series by the name of Schizo. And I saw and still see a lot of myself in a lot of what he has written and created in his artwork. One of the things that he wrote in issue number 2 of Schizo was, I don't know if you could characterize it as an essay, but it's a piece entitled If I Were Dictator of the World. And I'd like to read it to you today in hopes that it sheds some light on some of the existential questions that plague my mind and perhaps many others out there. So this is how it goes. God's not in heaven and nothing's right with the world. As a wise man once said, all you of earth are idiots. This planet is a dying dog gasping for its last breath. And every human being is a maggot feeding on the moribund cur's suppurating sores, sucking dry any vestiges of life. I wish I were Mother Nature, so that my all-encompassing cunt could menstruate a flood into humanity's collective mouth, for it would be a deluge of grandeur. I wish I were an alchemist. I would transmogrify our blue-green orb into a gigantic globule of kerosene, and myself into a phosphorus explosive in order to purify the soul of man by fire. With the phlogiston affecting an evolution to a higher emotive level so that humanity may reincarnate, phoenix-like, from the ashes of its own cremated failure. I wish I were dead, only then I could not be here to remind people how truly loathsome they are. I despise living on this planet of fascists. Actually, the universe itself is a fascist organism, and we are its chronically inflamed appendix, vestigial, useless, noteworthy only for our ability to annoy. If cosmic antibodies are unable to combat our virulence, then ultimately we must be excised. Everything we believe and value is a lie, every law a deception, every ideal a hypocrisy, every abstraction a construct. We are not individuals, we are cells. We form aggregates called societies, which together form the spreading tumor of humankind. There can never truly be an individual because our survival inherently depends on others. Without mommy, we would all have died in infancy. Without social structures, man would have been extinct long ago, as we are the weakest link in the chain of life. We never recognize ourselves as components of a mass consciousness. A mind-boggling myriad of microorganisms is keeping us alive at this very moment. But we are not conscious. Of our precarious teetering on the brink of finality. Like most organisms, we function much like machines. Eating, shitting, fucking, and killing automatons. Man's function is merely to fuck women. Woman's function is merely to pop out babies and let them suck on their tits for a while. Everything else is unnecessary. The universe would go on just fine, regardless of whether or not humanity had ever developed any societal safeguards. Who says we need laws, medicine, art, philosophy, cities, or anything? If we were simply to exist and act like the filthy beasts we are, eventually disappearing like the peanut brain dinosaurs, would it make any difference to the history of the universe? The conscience is a mutation, and the jury is still out on whether or not it will be a successful one in the Darwinian scheme of things. On the one hand, being a nice person will serve only to get you victimized by the teeming mass of assholes. On the other hand, if the world were filled with amoral assholes, there would be no one left. Without good people to exploit and torture, the assholes would be forced to turn on themselves. And if they do not succeed in killing every last one of each other, then disease undoubtedly will. The Earth is a big petri dish and nature knows well enough to clean it out once in a while. The human conscience has been the agent of all moral systems. There can be no morality or civilization based on natural laws, since the only laws are unthinking survival and reproduction, the latter being an extrapolation of the former. Reason will always lead us back to nature as a justification for any unseemly behavior, so rationality is on the bedrock of justifiable Leopold and low black cruelty. The idea that a merciful God is watching over us, punishing us, the guilty, and rewarding the innocent is beneath contempt. Thus, no moral law can be based on the expectations of a fantastical being. To organize any remotely sane society involves some amount of engineering. Thou shalt not kill is the most unnatural concept ever devised, yet it has been a useful guideline, though by no means an absolute one, considering that all our comforts were bought with blood. Civilization is a beautifully constructed palace without a toilet. Human nature is a big steaming pile of shit right in the middle of the foyer. We can ignore it, even sidestep it, but its wafting fumes eventually attack our olfactory nerves. We can scoop it up, but before we can mop the residue, two more piles of shit have accumulated in its place. Eventually, enough shit will amass that it will spill from the foyer into the living room. We need not only to clean the shit, but also to build a depository for it. Shit must be whisked away, redirected out of the palace. The last things anyone needs are the avoidance of shit, or the continuing accrual of the shit in the midst of the palace's fragile beauty. The excusing or the denial of the shit's existence is also unacceptable. Granted, the shit will always keep right on coming, as it is a necessary function, but why ennoble it? The only hope is sublimation, by which I mean diverting the same impulses that created the shit in the first place, our humanness, into more useful ones. The creation of beauty, virtue, and justice. Please do not justify the shit. We should not be either proud or ashamed of anything beyond our control. All we can do is first accept the shit, then understand the shit. And finally, embrace the positive aspects of the shit. Only then will we transcend the shit. Civilization is a machine with faulty wiring. It should have been recalled, but those in power would rather assuage its victims with a little cash payoff than dismantle the machine and build it correctly. The machine chugs along contentedly, or at least that is what the deluded masses convince themselves to believe. But eventually that machine will explode and take everybody with it. Perhaps we need people to corrode the machine or at least call attention to its shoddy workmanship before it completely self-destructs. We are told that the machine is solid, crafted with lofty ideals. Unfortunately, the loftiness of an ideal is directly proportional to its hypocrisy. Everything we currently possess was stolen from conquered peoples, but now we conveniently invoke the fictitious abstraction, property rights, to protect us from the same fate at the hands of a potentially more cruel master who would steal from us. We talk of equality, peace, and liberty, but our past, present, and future are hopelessly plagued with domination, war, and slavery. We have a right to life only because the world needs an inexhaustible supply of sheep and cannon fodder. When selfish desires, the profit motive, the power lust dictate the majority of our actions, we get the kind of world we deserve, a latrine. Progress is always an accident. Cultures are propelled by the encanting of reason. History is a theater of misery and horror. Idealism is glitter tossed onto the slaughter bench. We can distract and deceive ourselves until the sun goes supernova for all I fucking care, but human nature will never change. Our tendencies are permanent and our downfall inescapable, even if we could devise an unassailable form of government and somehow miraculously forge a perfect world, it would in the end fail. People would become complacent, lazy ingrates. When enough time passes, no one who remembers the mistakes of the past will remain. Their offspring would fail to appreciate such a perfect world because they A. would not know any better and or B. should know better but refuse to care. Some crafty, avaricious weasel would corrupt everything for his own masturbatory reasons anyway. Misguided do-gooders will only hasten the deterioration. It does not matter if the superficialities of our ever-shifting environments have changed. The human condition has never and will never improve. We will always have the same exact problems. How do we organize life so that it has meaning and purpose? And, more importantly, how do we convince anyone that there should even be meaning or purpose when they could not care less, just as long as their infantile needs are satisfied? We are doomed. The only true humanists are those who abhor humanity enough to seek the truth and work for the betterment of our species, despite the lack of appreciation, the abundance of ridicule, and the ever-present threat of reprisal. When I think of the future, I see only a bleak hellscape of technology and genetics run amok. I see clouds of endless pollution, an atmosphere thick with the soot of burning rubbish. The entire Grand Canyon will be filled with garbage from fast food dumpsters. Our drinking water will be near toxic sludge, and our food will bear only a passing resemblance to its original source. Everything will be processed and flavored only with chemicals, unless you are rich enough to buy from the reserve of uncontaminated animals, plants, and water. The world will once again be in the Dark Ages, lost amid feudal-style fascism. Cities and cultures will burn to the ground. Fortified suburbs will be the equivalent of the medieval manor. In the spaces outside these walled communities will lie the vast stretches of anarchy, pestilence, crime, and the detritus of a sunken civilization. Remote-controlled tanks and airplanes will enforce digitized martial law, randomly bombing these areas to subjugate the dregs of humanity trapped there. Those lucky enough to live in the safety of the ex-urban wombs can look forward to an alienated existence of cyberfucking, online escapism, and virtual reality news, complete with computer-generated political leaders serving up generic feel-good twaddle. The incorrigible types will be force-fed enough Prozac to transform them into happy consumers. Rich people will live for centuries thanks to gene therapy, cloning, and mechanical organs and limbs. History will be colorized, remastered, letterboxed, and freed from the shackles of truth. Is there any way to avert us from this desolate path? What philosophy can save us? The current political discourse is as follows. Conservatives think all liberals are stupid, while liberals think all conservatives are evil. Unfortunately, they are both right. Libertarians, objectivists, and their ilk believe in natural rights, which are only those rights that do not infringe upon anyone else's rights. Too bad that in nature no creature can live without another one suffering. Coexistence always equals conflict, even if there were only two organisms. No creature has any right to live, actually. All rights are merely hallucinations, fanciful inventions, and they can exist only if imposed upon society by force. Democracy is a pipe dream. It could work properly only if the omnipotent public were reasonably informed, which is a logistic impossibility since it is not in the interest of anyone in power to educate people. Socialism is based on an abstract theory of human nature that fails to take into account the fact that people suck and are beyond redemption. Pacifism is a euphemism for suicide. Utilitarianism succeeds only in glorifying the wants of the herd at the expense of individual creativity. Since any majority is basically a mindless blob, it follows that any system that it would embrace would be anathema to any thinking person. All philosophies want to exclude opposing viewpoints, despite the fact that it is painfully obvious that there are no absolutes. Every system naturally regresses toward fascism, even anarchy, which is often assumed to be the polar opposite of fascism. Actually, I should say especially anarchy, because nothing could be a purer expression of fascism's tenets than anarchy. Anarchy is a free-form fascism. Animals already live in anarchy. They act only by imprinted instinct and follow no written law, so the strong have every right to oppress the weak, who do not have societal structures to protect them. In nature, there is no such thing as a crime. And where did this lifestyle lead our friends in the animal kingdom? That's right, at our mercy. We evolved and now we dominate the world despite our physical inferiority. Clearly, anarchy is not the way to go. My views may sound fascistic, and I guess my worldview is almost identical to that of a fascist. The only difference is that a true fascist likes the world as it is, whereas I fucking hate it. Fascists are usually smart or strong enough to dominate the bottom rung of humanity, so they enjoy nature's amorality and lack of compassion. No wonder that they are all social Darwinists. The funniest and most effective way to fight these people is, well, by their own rules. Kill them all. Of course, if one does this, he himself also becomes a fascist. You see, you cannot win. The world belongs to the cruel and the strong. Morality is the helpless squeal of the weak. I think I will become a total recluse someday.
You are listening to Azaray's World.
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Everyone's quick to condemn. I mean, they don't even look see anymore. They just see a tiny little aspect of someone else and they quickly determine that they're so brilliant that they can judge it as being not what they're looking for, worthless, some radical movement, some movement that certainly is beneath them. But I'll tell you about a kingdom level beyond here, and if you want to go there, then you have to follow me because I'm the guy who's got the key at the moment.
They told me that you had gone totally insane. And that your methods were unsound.
Are my methods unsound?
Podrías escribir en paz.
Muñeca, nadie que escriba algo que merezca la pena puede escribir.